Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we're back. I wanted to say here, you know, you had Black Lives Matter or Burn, Loot, and Murder. And Antifa, a terrorist, caused more than $1 billion in damages in cities across America in 2020. Minneapolis long Black Lives Matter damaged or destroyed over 1,500 businesses or buildings. Over 700 police officers were injured in the Burn, Loot, and Murder riots. And that was back in June 2020 at the start of the historic leftist riots. Burn, Loot, and Murder were linked to conservatively 91% of the riots that resulted in the most expensive property damage in U.S. insurance history. Democrats incited the Black Lives Matter mobs for months as they destroyed communities across the country. Democrats also pushed to defund the police, something they finally admit that has ruined lives and communities across the country. While terrorists and looters and Antifa demons were given a pass by the Biden regime, several conservative Americans continue to languish in prison in Washington, D.C. That's that stands for dirty cops. The Washington, D.C. cops are dirty cops. That's what it stands for. Without any constitutional rights or any humane treatment offered to Gitmo detainees. This is who is leading the country today. What a disgrace. Joe Biden is an abomination. He is an abomination. The Biden regime is just 1 year has destroyed America's place in the world as a beacon for human rights and a home for the victims of political persecution. There you go.
Well, the Democrats, you think that, you know, they've been treating the criminals as victims, Pastor Ernie, and all these different district attorneys, prosecutors, they've got this thing that the criminals are the real victims, not the people that were robbed or raped or murdered, and that the community has to come together and fix these poor people and forgive them, and especially youthful offenders. And we see in cities like Philly, New York, Chicago are doing this. And basically, they've taken away consequences, to these offenders to commit crimes. And there was a story of a young man, Yaquan Shannon, was put in this Washington State, Seattle, a restorative justice program after he'd committed a series of dangerous crimes, drive-by shooting, second-degree assault, attempted first-degree robbery, unlawful possession of firearms and drugs, blah, blah. Anyway, long list. So he pled guilty, and they, in lieu of detention, he was a juvenile, they put him in these juvenile programs set up by the community passageways and creative justice. Sounds really great. Anyway, he was arrested again shortly. He was wearing a T-shirt that read, No Youth Jail. They charged him with firing a gun at a woman in a car as he and his friends tried to steal it. Well, while they were investigating this crime, they found out he'd done another one the night before. He committed an armed robbery where he shot two people the evening before. One lost a portion of her intestines, and the other lost a kidney to his gunshot wounds. This is one of dozens of stories all over America with their restorative justice programs. When you take away penalty for doing something, you're going to reward bad behavior. I mean, it's logic. If you've got a really violent youth offender, these people keep offending, there's something wrong, and just putting them out, you know, in these restorative justice programs, what we're doing is everything exactly wrong. We are seeing these gangs running the city. We are seeing all these police shootings. These police officers are dying in all our major cities. The officers are afraid. They feel like they're alone. We're seeing a nation just being brought to its knees by stupid thinking. And people are afraid to speak up. The only thing I can think of, people are afraid to speak up and say, hey, you're destroying our cities, you're destroying our people, And the truth is, most of these people that are doing the murders are black. Most of the victims of these violent crimes in these Democrat-run cities are black. And the truth has to be told. It's the inner cities. It's the slums, the ghettos where the violence is, and it's there because of the drugs and crime that's allowed to continue. The drugs that come across our border that we won't shut, that we allow this huge amount of drugs to come across. This destroys our communities, and the Democrat Party is responsible for the destruction of America, and it won't stop until we stand up and tell the truth.
Well, and again, you have to understand something.
I'd like to hear that.
We reported on this way back, and I reported on this when Teddy Kennedy was around, and Tip O'Neill, and the whole purpose was, they said, we've got to keep a base of voters. We've got to keep them addicted to welfare. We've got to keep them out there to where...
Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah, so, and this is what he did. We've got, number one, in the black families and the Hispanic minorities, we've got to break up the family. We got to get the male out of the house. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then, we got to, and that's exactly, but we got to addict them to welfare, to the more children they have, the more welfare they have. And a lot of the actual true, real, I mean, black pastors realized what was going on. And some of them, like Jesse Lee Peterson and others, started fighting back. Yeah.
But look at the huge percentage of blacks that voted Democrat. You had Senator at the time, or President LBJ, but Senator when he started causing trouble. He said he was going to put them back on the plantation. He would make them dependent on the Democratic Party, and he did with that welfare. That was the Great Welfare Plan, the Great Society Plan. And now they're doing it with the poor whites. We're seeing lack of marriages, lack of families, single mothers raising children, no fathers in the home, and it's spreading to all across America throughout the different races and creating a whole generation of black, white, brown people who are dependent on government, and we see the middle class being destroyed. This is nothing but we're turning into a communist state before our eyes, and hopefully enough people will see what's happening. We're turning into a South American, Argentina, or what's the country I'm thinking of? Venezuela. And right before our eyes, and we've got to start standing up and screaming the truth.
Well, some of us have been doing that for the last 50 years. But anyhow, what you have here is this, that going all the way back, the Democratic Communist Party... Actually, the Democratic Party actually came out of the Klan, the Ku Klux Klan. And many, many of the members of the Democratic Communist Party come out of the Klan. A lot of those, because of the school books, rewritten history, if you will, out there, and what is being taught in the public school system, they don't even realize. I mean, you surprise a lot of these, and not just the black, but the all the kids in public schools, when they find out that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Well, when they find out that it was the Republicans that passed the Civil Rights Restoration Act, okay? It was the Republicans that passed. A lot of them don't know. Did you know Martin Luther King was a Republican? And but they're amazed to find this out. But now I think they're starting to figure it out. Now, because what's happening... Because of the resources, the more and more information coming out with radio programs like this and internet programs, they're figuring it out. But, I had a guy say to me today, he didn't want to know. He said, I wish I knew why my children won't talk to me. And I said, I know why. And he said, why? I said, you sent them to a public school. What did they teach them in a public school? He said, you're right. He said, that's what did it. He said, they learned to disrespect me. They learned not to hold to the Christian values that I taught them. And that's why for all those years we kept telling people, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system. So, anyhow, Joe, feds on parade, a mysterious khaki-clad P-51 Patriot Front Group hijacks the March for Life here in Washington. And I'm looking at these guys. It says, and they're carrying a sign, Strong Families Make Strong Nations. And they're, but here, the khaki-clad Federal Patriot Front Group was out protesting again today, this time at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. 2 weeks ago, this mysterious khaki-clad group showed up at the Chicago March for Life for some reason. They were feds.
Feds, yeah.
Exclusive evidence suggests yesterday's khaki-clad Patriot Front parade in Chicago included the tradecraft indicating federal government involvement.
The government or the governor's kidnapping, the January 6th, we go on and on. These FBI and feds are sticking their nose. They're trying to create problems and make conservatives look bad and do anything they can to destroy the...
They're taking their orders from Merrick Garland.
Garland, yeah. Well, a minute ago you were talking about the school thing. There's a study that just came out that children who attended the state-funded pre-K, this was in the state of... I'll find it here in a minute. But what it was, there was a... One state had their state pre-K program, and they've looked at it now 10 years ago. So all the kids that went through the government program are doing worse than all their peers who went to other methods of education or had none. And it was supposed to help poor people. This was a study done by Vanderbilt University's Peabody College. And this was the kinds of pre-K that our poor children are going into are not good for them. And even the study published by the American Psychological Association found that the students in these government pre-K schools were worse off even than the children that had, you know, no education, no pre-training, and especially in academic performance. They had discipline issues. There were more special education referrals, more anger issues. It's going on. This should be an alarm all over the country. Every one of these kids that they looked at that went to these state-funded preschools turned out way worse. So, in other words, the government programs are messing up the very children that, of course, they said they were supposed to help, the low-income children. So here you have, again, government coming in and saying that they're going to help these kids, and what are they doing? They're harming them. They're harming them, and according to several big organizations, they're doing worse than the kids that had no help at all. And that came from the American Psychological Association, Pastor Ernie, is not a conservative organization.
No. What did Ronald Reagan say that the nine most dangerous words are?
I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you.
Yep, here. Psychopaths in suits are getting away with murder. Why? Well, this is an article from Big Tech News by Tom Hartman. In America today, if you poison and kill your wife to make $150,000 in life insurance money, you'll probably end up in prison. But if you poison and kill hundreds of thousands of people, you can take home a multi-million dollar paycheck to get to buy a new yacht, okay? Alfred Ruff poisoned his wife as part of the scheme to get rich off her life insurance. So did Gregory Brent Dennis, who was looking at a $2 million payout. Joshua Hunsucker poisoned his wife for a mere $250,000 in life insurance money, $80,000 of which he used to buy a boat. David Petus poisoned his wife for $150,000. I don't know the names of these men who poisoned and killed my father and my brother Stan, who died last Thursday, but I know where they worked, and I know why they did it. Just like Ruff, Dennis, Hunsaker, and Petus, they intentionally and knowingly took action that they would result in death when they sold asbestos to my dad's employer and got my brother addicted to tobacco. And the asbestos industry knew early in the 1980s or 1890s that got definite confirmation in the 1940s that their product caused I've always had a hard time saying that word. Anyhow, a particularly brutal lung cancer that killed my father. But today, their executives are trying to avoid responsibility for it. Johnson & Johnson is playing bankruptcy games to avoid paying for cancers caused by their asbestos-laced talcum powder. And not a single executive even slightly worried about going to jail for all of these dead people.
Right, mesothelioma is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Some deal with tobacco industry whose top CEOs lied to the faces of members of Congress in 1994. At the same time, their industry has been killing over 400,000 Americans every year of my lifetime.
Now, and they're still making cigarettes.
Yeah, this is a long article. Let me jump ahead. But I think I know where all of this is going. It's going to the poisonous pokes.
Yeah.
And so, let me see. We probably have to get to the end of it because that's how...
It seems like if you're a liberal and murder people, you get promoted or you get a pass to get out of jail free card. Something.
Yep.
To keep your ill-gotten gains, you know.
Yep. Today, if you poison and kill your wife to make $150,000, well, let me see. No, I want to go by that. He's gotten, I'm trying to jump ahead in this. But basically, the idea is if you're killing thousands of, and millions of people with poison, well, poisonous vaccines that aren't really vaccines at all,
right.
And or you're using remdesivir. And by the way, you know, we...
Which is bad, bad, bad.
Right. Just about... And of course, I talked about that last night there. We have people where, you know, from our church, and...
That don't give it... Don't give them the remdesivir. They did, and people died, right?
Right. Absolutely. Well, Eric hasn't died yet. We called over there and told him there's going to be, if that's given to him again, and we want that taken off the list, there's going to be a lawsuit like you won't
believe, yeah.
Yeah, and so...
I'm afraid Christians usually have been holding off on things like that, but I think it's time we started fighting back, and the one thing that seems to get their attention is when they lose money. Speaking of money, China Joe, we call him China Joe for a reason, right?
Yeah.
I found something that hasn't really gotten any publicity. Well, one, we know that China, Russia, North Korea have all reported having successful hypersonic missile tests, right? And those came on the heels of America's failure. We launched a hypersonic missile and had some problems and a follow-up in October, a big test failure, all kinds of bad news on our front. Now, I said that to tell you the story. The Navy's got a new carrier out there, a $13 billion aircraft carrier, right, called the Gerald Ford.
Yep.
They've been testing it. It's the newliest, costliest warship on Earth, but it has yet to demonstrate it can effectively defend itself from anti-ship missiles and other threats, according to a new assessment by the Pentagon's testing office. New things like hypersonic missiles, et cetera, that the enemy has. Anyway, mixed performance, well, their missile interceptors, mixed performance on the radar, data disinformation. So here we have this. It's still dog, what they call poor or unknown reliability of its aircraft launching and recovery systems, according to the report. And the report also said that there were shock tests to assess the vulnerability of key systems, identified design shortfalls not previously discovered or known, and the Navy identified several survivability problems in the aircraft carrier. So here was our answer, the future Navy to rule the seas, and they've done some other tests on the self-defense system, was not adequate to assess the combat system's capability against supersonic anti-ship cruise missiles and subsonic maneuvering missiles. In other words, they couldn't stop any of these things that all the enemy has. We have no defense for the biggest, best, costliest, newest aircraft carrier in the world cannot take care of itself. That's your taxpayer money. China.
Well, you say, Joey, that's one good thing about, you know, with Mr. Milley and Austin and them in there, wherever we have a vulnerability, they'll make sure that the world knows, and they make very sure these people that the enemies, our enemies know that that aircraft carrier is vulnerable with all those thousands of hundreds of sailors on there.
Right, and they publicize this, right?
Yeah, to make it known. But
well, see, Milley's busy. He's trying to make sure all the transsexuals get their operations, their surgeries, that, you know, that the females can compete equally, get equity with the male soldiers in all the different fields. We were talking about how they've got new, oh, I guess I didn't get to it last week, they've got new pregnant flight uniforms for the Air Force and Navy. Female pilots who are pregnant, they had to create a new special flight suit for pregnant women. Now, that's got to be an oxymoron. You want a pregnant female flying a jet fighter plane, a aircraft of any kind, a pregnant woman? And then they had to make special dress uniforms for all the pregnant female officers. But I went, pregnant flight suits has got to be, I just wanted to scream.
Well, the important thing that we don't, is they have a good supply of red high heels for the new male recruits that they can
so they can relate to what it's like.
So they can, so they can know what it's like to be a woman by putting on red high heels and walking
maybe
around.
They don't have to wear the pregnant flight suits so that they can, what is it, so they can have an understanding of what the female officers go through.
Now you know why so many people decide. So many are leaving the military right now.
No kidding.
And that's, you know, the best and the brightest. That's the purpose, to run them out, to waken.
I think they're doing a great job of that. They would run, if I were young, I wouldn't want to go into this new military with this wokeness, with this kind of ridiculous thing. Would
no.
You?
Would no, you I, no, I wouldn't want to have to wear high heels.
No.
No.
I wouldn't want to have to put up with all the woke stuff. I couldn't, I'd be in jail shortly for something, shooting off my mouth, disobeying an order or something.
Well, why don't we open the phone lines and take some calls? Phone lines are now open, and so the number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673 nationwide. And you know what? Today is 2 weeks, and 2 weeks ago that Wendy Wilson, she sent me her potion, and she said in 10 days to 2 weeks, it'll take away that cough. I had that cough, okay?
For a long time.
Yeah, it's a dry cough. Well, I have not coughed in 2 days. Not a cough at all. So, and wait a minute, I better knock on wood or something, you know. But usually, whenever I say something like that,
that's when it goes wrong, right?
Yeah. So, all righty, phone lines are open, 888. And by the way, did you know, Joe, you won't believe this, the CDC did a study, and you know what they found out? Joe, the CDC found out that natural immunity is many times stronger than the COVID vaccination. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. That's what the
with degrees and PhDs and MDs, and they figured out what we knew a long time ago.
Right, what we told them from the very beginning.
Beginning, yeah. Well, God has this plan. You see, God created mankind. He built us from the dust of the earth and the elements of the earth. And I've always thought of the Bible. You could also call it the care and feeding. You know, spiritually, the care and feeding of his creation. And who better to know how to take care of that creation than the Creator himself?
Okay, so God got it right this time, huh?
Yeah, it kind of looks that way to me.
Well, you know, the CDC reviewed 140 studies, and all of those 140 studies showed that natural immunity is many times stronger, okay? And so, there you go. Wait till Fauci finds out.
They didn't say how many studies contradicted it. I don't think I saw a single study contradicting it, do you?
Nope, not one.
Not one. No.
All right, the phone lines are open, 888-677-9673, nationwide. Did you know?
I brought up a few things that somebody ought to have a comment on. I shut off my mouth on a few things, so.
Well, here's one. 14 of 15 post-COVID shot deaths. 14 out of 15 post-COVID shot deaths studied by researchers found to be vaccine-related. 14 out of 15 vaccine-related deaths. The finding paired with the fact that the injections had not been initially recorded as a cause of death in any of the cases raises concerns about the safety of the drugs.
We told them that any death that occurred before, 14 or 15 days after the vax, they called it a COVID death. So if you died five days after taking the vax and died, you died of COVID, not the vaccine. You can't make things like that up. I mean, it was so dumb.
Yep. Here it says, an examination of the bodies of 15 people who died after getting at least one COVID-19 injection found the jabs were implicated in 14 of the fatalities, or 93% of the deaths. The findings pair with the fact that the injections had not been initially recorded as the cause of death in any cases raises concerns about the safety of the drugs and the accuracy of the vaccine. The results of the study were presented by Dr. Shurit Bakade and Dr. Arne Burkhardt, the doctors for the COVID ethics. There you go.
Well, we did a thing way back. I can't remember. It was months and months ago. But in the past, there was some pandemic came up, and they had a treatment for it. And they had, 18 or 19 people died, and they stopped it. They had that many deaths, and then they had, a couple of thousand other problems. What do they call them? A problem with the vaccine. And they stopped it. And here we have, thousands of deaths, over 20,000 that they've admitted to, and over 1.5 million other problems. I can't think of the word. Help me here. From the vaccine, reaction to the vaccine. And they're still, pushing. So there's nothing in history that comes even close to accepting all these people being harmed, injured, and dying of a vaccine, but before it was just cut short far before this. This is just, folks, this is insanity to keep doing the same thing.
Well, yesterday I talked about, from Dr. Carrie Maddy, she recommended for a detox, and this is what she recommended, because we got more calls today from people that didn't get it all. Here, get ready, folks. This is what she recommended to detox. 2 cups. Now, this is in a bathtub. You get into a bathtub. It's always good if you put water in that tub, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that might help.
Yeah, and instead of being dry cleaned. Right, 2 cups of baking soda. Okay, 2 cups of baking soda. 2 cups of Epsom salt. 2 cups of Epsom salt. 1 cup of borax. And 1 cup of bentonite clay. You can get the
1 cup. Yeah.
Yeah. 1 cup of bent. Yeah. Now I know where you can get that. You can find that at most of your health food stores. But
you can also get that at a local feed store. Bentonite clay is used for a bunch of things, for wild game bird bedding, all kinds of things. But you can go to a local, like here in Missouri, any feed store, you can get a bag of bentonite clay.
But, I haven't seen borax. I haven't seen borax in a long time. Used to, it would be in a white and black box of borax, and it would be very clean, big, and I haven't seen that anywhere anymore.
Oh, yeah, we in Missouri, it's all over. Our local stores have it. We have it in our laundry.
I'll be doggone.
Maybe it's where you live or something.
It could be. I don't know. I know I haven't seen it, and maybe I, you know, maybe they changed the color of the box. I don't know. All right, we'll be back right after this, and we'll take your calls at 888-677-9673. Take it away, Big Andy. Well, there's people on the left and people on the right, and there's people that's in between. You better hope you're right when you leave this life and bow before the King of Kings. Bow before the King of Kings.
Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song, but on Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong.
You say no one murdered more than Hitler did. Most people would say that's true. But over 50 million babies that were never born might disagree with you. Yeah, they might disagree with you.
Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song. But on Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong. We got a right to feel the way we feel. We got a right to make a stand. And I'm proud to say on my wedding day that my woman was not a man,
a great big ugly man.
Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song. But on Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong. Thank God I'm saved on Judgment Day. I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong.
Alrighty, we are back. Okay, I've got a caller that wants to know why I talked about those detox methods and why they're useful. Well, if you have nothing to do on Saturday night, it's time to take a bath. No, only kidding. Look, this is where you detox. According to Dr. Madej, she says this will pull out a lot of the nanoparticles and those things that were in the vax, the impurities that was in the vax, which aren't vaxes, which were in the poisonous pokes. And so she said this will do it. Now, some other...
The borax for the nanoparticles.
Yeah. And so that's the reason. Now, I'll repeat that too. 2 cups of baking soda, 2 cups of Epsom salt, 1 cup of borax, and 1/2 to 1 cup of bentonite clay. You soak in this and you scrub it all over you, okay?
20 minutes.
Yep, 20 minutes. So in the bathtub. There you go. And then rinse it all off, and you should have by that time. I think, you know, I've heard about some of this stuff before, but I never thought about it for the vax. But Okay, sounds like a good idea. I got to take this.
And for all you preppers out there, you can also use your water tanks and, you know, dump the water out of the horse trough and use that and fill it back up with clean water for the animals.
Yeah. So there you go. Who knows? You know, maybe there's some people out there that never take a bath, and this might encourage them to do so, Joe. What do you think? All righty, you go.
I think we better stick to preaching instead of...
Okay, let's take a call then. John, you're in the air.
Yeah, well, I really think that the good information that you've been promoting concerning the dangers of the vaccines and the fact that CDC, the FDA, media companies are all bought up and bribed by the big pharma, proven corrupt and lying vaccine drug cartel that runs much of this country. But I think on the other hand, you're really incredible anti-communism. And I tried on a previous night to mention some alternative phrases that people should look up. One was, and I garbled, I think, the phrase that could be looked up to find out some real alternative information. It's lies concerning the history of the Soviet Union. If you look that up, you'll find out that the so-called Black Book on Communism was actually written by a paid propagandist of U.S. British intelligence to invent preposterous lies that in the United States would never be questioned because of a practical religion that the bigger the lie against the Soviet Union, China, North Korea, or Cuba, or any country that in any way has any similarity to a communist implied or expressed, is to be believed and promoted and as a kind of religious dogma. And I think it lets people look for another source like debunking anti-communism. They will not in their entire life.
All right. Thanks, John. John, thank you. We've spent, Joe, he's telling us that the last 50 years we've spent, we've had people that have come, many people that have come out of the Soviet Union.
Exactly. Survivors from these countries come tell the horror stories that have happened to their family, their brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, daughters, children.
Well, we've had former KGB agents, all of them that got out of there.
Defected
from there. And, you know, they told us what, you know, how they were brought up, what it was really like. And so, in fact,
missionaries that have been to Russia told what they saw. You know, they were careful, they were guided, but they could see different things, the poverty. And, I mean, we've had witnesses from all different walks of life, you know, giving us information. So
we even played a piece from a guy named Vladimir Putin. And Putin was talking about when Obama Nation was in, and Putin was saying how you guys have elected a guy that wants to install exactly what we've had to get rid of, what we had to live with in the Soviet Union under communism. This is Putin saying this.
Yeah.
And so there you go.
He's a power-hungry person, but he didn't like the actual communist system. He likes being the one in control. But
Yeah. So, all right, who do we have next?
Victor,
you're in the air.
Hi. I've been doing the show.
Okay.
You know one thing about what's going on right now? It says in the Bible, man going to destroy himself. You know.
Well, now man's not going to. Yeah. Well, no, God's going to do that.
I'm talking about on the aspect of what's going on around the world. On that aspect, you know, and then we also live in the plague. All them bugs around and just that number is a play. And then we also live in a world full of hate. You know, where people are hating their fellow man. I mean, not only the black nationality, I mean, people of color, but all around.
Oh, you're right. It's evil that creates the hate.
Yeah.
And there is much evil driven by Satan, the lies, the deceit, and they want to create hate and mistrust, and that way we can't love one another like God wants us to, and the devil, that's what he's trying to do, corrupt God's love.
That's right.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing right now. They're now with these bugs. I said the God that sent the locust, he done sent the plague with these bugs. You know.
Yeah, well, he said,
All the Bible is being fulfilled.
Yeah, you're right. He actually said that there would be new plagues that we haven't, that have been spoken of yet in Scripture. We got them, don't we?
That's right.
All right.
I really enjoy what y'all talking about because y'all hitting it right on the nail head.
Well, thank you, right. My friend.
All right. God bless and have a good one.
You do the same. Thank you.
Ecclesiastes 6, Pastor Ernie, verse 1, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men, and I think that's referring to hate.
Yep. All right, who do we have next?
Anita.
Anita, you're in the air.
Yeah, I'm in Orlando. And, you know, we discuss all this about how to detoxify from the shot. But what about those swab tests? Because what happened was I ended up at OMC downtown by where the Pulse nightclub massacre happened for a brown recluse bite. And they went ahead and did a swab test on me. I didn't have any signs of COVID, but they forced that up my nostril, and ever since I have been having buzzing in my head.
Oh, boy.
And so I started trying to do some research, talk to the people, know some stuff, and they said they heard that the swabs have stuff on the end of them, and like little parasites, worms like you see in those masks, and also chips to GPS us through the swab test. Have you heard anything about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's been a number of people, there's a nurse that's up on the Internet that's done a study on this, and they put these things under a microscope, and they've seen some things that are not only in the swabs, but they found a number of them in these masks from China. They're
right.
Like a black worms, but...
Right, not everything, but some spotty here and there.
I'm concerned about the test. Now, I've never had any signs of parasites, but, you know, you can kill the parasites with carrots and beets and pomegranates and pumpkin seeds and papaya seeds with honey, you know, but...
I have a ivermectin, too.
Of course, ivermectin. But now, what about the chip? How are you going to get that chip if it is lodged? And they said those worms go through your body and the chip moves around in your brain. And so I called Wendy Wilson, and she said, go and try to use those scanners. You know how the barcode scanners? So I went over to Publix today. The manager checked me with his scanner, and I went to Whole Foods, and they tried to check me. And we didn't see any barcode coming out as a readout. So,
well, that's good. That's good.
Well, that's good news. They might have just damaged some tissue up there when they shove that thing up in there. And
let me tell you what happened here at our we had a fellow at the church, Brian, and they did that. They had like one of those real long, like Q-tips, and they jammed that up his nose. And what happened, he had a lot of problems. And 2 weeks later, a big hunk of plastic tip come out the end of his nose.
Really? And,
yeah, had broken off in there, yeah.
Well, I haven't had anything like that, but this buzzing has been going on for a year and a half.
Wow.
So I don't know what to do. Should I? And I thought, well, maybe if I detoxify. And they said at Whole Foods, people are using that. Have you ever heard of this? Magnesium. It's pure magnesium oil spray by LifeLow. It's an 8-ounce bottle. And you spray that all over your body, and it gets absorbed in the pores, and it's supposed to help detoxify.
No, I've never heard of that. But let me ask you this. And you got brown. I got bit 3 times by a brown recluse. When where did it bite you?
It bit me on the leg. It started like the size of the tip of your pinky. Got the size of the golf ball. It turned the skin black and purple. I try to, you know, use Ixtamal to draw the toxin out and pain relievers, topical and all this and that. And finally, my friend had to drive me over there. And the doctor said if I waited one more day, I would have died. And then they didn't. They put IVs on me with morphine, Dilaudid, and all these antibiotics. They over-medicated me, and they should have quarantined me. I ended up at a second hospital, And they put me in a CAT scanner, and they did all these other tests and found out that the first hospital, RMC, gave me C. diff, Clostridium difficile, which is very contagious. And I had to be quarantined twice, like 14 days at a time. And all these specialists with hazmat suits were coming in and out, and I almost died for a second time.
Yeah, they bit me three times. I got it. And what happened when I was looking for, and it was a strange thing because you normally look for a red mark where it bites you there and it puffs right up, but it was just the opposite. It was with me where it had bit me, it was red all around, but where it was actually bit was white, turned like very white. And
Wendy said it looks like a bullseye.
Yeah.
Wendy has a formula where she uses a blood cleanser and something else, and that helped, and a snake bite, her snake bite kit and blood cleanser.
Yeah.
And for all homeless bites and snake bites and brown recluse, and it worked. I wish I had known about that. She said it's really good. And another thing is, for parasites, Wendy's has the black walnut oil with garlic. Garlic also kills the parasites.
Let me tell you what's the best thing to kill parasites. I knew this. I found out. And that's habanero peppers. You eat habanero pepper, I eat just about one a day, but it will kill the parasites, and you will not have any parasites. And I found that out from the natives down there in South America.
Okay.
That's what they, and because there's bugs and everything, you know, out
right
there.
You got to be careful on those brown recluse bites, because you can end up losing a limb because it's very necrotic, and they have to go in and cut everything out. And they said I was really blessed. I was so blessed. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Well, I was too. I got to, like I said, I went and I'm not quite exact. He gave me an antidote. And whatever it was, it worked pretty good. But those things can really be a pain. I got bit by a black widow too, and so.
Wait, is all this up?
The spider died, by the way.
Pardon? Yeah, the spider died.
He's bites. Are they up in Ohio?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we're getting a lot of brown recluse bites up in Altamont Springs, which is just north of Winter Park, which is north of Orlando City. They said a lot of them coming from Puerto Rico.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to have to move on, but I'll tell you what we saw here. A few years back, well, it's been a while back, you know, up here and all this far north, you wouldn't expect to see, but I had come across a cottonmouth water moccasin right out in the river, runs through my yard. And yeah, I couldn't believe it, because they're not supposed to be this far south, but or north. But it was there. I got to move on, but thanks for calling. Frank's in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. I was just calling in from Boston. It's crazy up here. They're firing all kinds of employees and stuff. I just heard you guys mention the stuff for the detox and the bathtub, and I was just wondering if you can mention that again so I can record it.
Okay, let me go and dig it back up again here.
I've got it right here.
Go ahead, Joe.
2 cups of baking soda. 2 cups of Epsom salt. 1/2 to 1 cup of bentonite clay. And 1 cup of borax. And you soak in that warm water for 20 minutes, and you are to scrub. And it will help detox for heavy metals, parasites, radiation, several different things, and nanoparticles, nanotech.
Thank you so much. I'll have to go on the app and listen to this recording tomorrow. I'm having a little trouble with my phone recording. But I appreciate that.
All right. All right, my friend. God bless. Well, it's that time again, Joe. We're going back when we started talking about that there's only one source of information that we can absolutely, completely, and totally trust, and that's the inerrant Word of God. which will never change, okay? And that's why, like you were talking about, and we were talking about earlier, you know, there's death all around us. I mean, I can't believe in how many funerals I've done in my lifetime, how many funerals I've preached. And death's going to reach each and every one of us. And it's not a tragedy to die. We're all going to die, that's for sure. That's the last act of living is dying, huh?
Right.
But to die in your sin, that's a tragedy. It doesn't get any worse. You cannot...
No more chances for redemption, salvation.
You cannot ever undo that. It's done. And like, see, you have people out there that are saying, well, you know, I don't think, I don't know if I believe that. Well, you will believe this. I mean, you will. But you can they afford to take the chance?
No. It's eternity where you spend, whether you're in heaven or hell. That's quite a choice. You can't really take that risk.
They can't. And because, you know, here again, you know, all you have to do is read the Word of God, and you can see that it speaks with absolute, complete, and total authority and power. It's, you know, you have all of these people trying to, I was listening to them, trying to just find out where the universe came from. They're sending us out these satellite probes. They don't have to do that. Read the Word of God, okay? He knows. He was there in the very beginning. He was the beginning, right? And
right.
And there's so many things that that the Bible reveals. And so, again, folks.
Scripture says, choose this day whom you will serve. You'll either serve God or you'll serve your father, the devil.
So if you have not made that decision, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a lot of people running out of tomorrow's tonight. You don't want to be one of them. When you hear the preacher give the invitation, he's just a messenger. The invitation's coming from God. And here's what it is. Repent of your sin. Pray to the Father. Pray to Father God. Repent of your sins. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. You ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. It's got to be completely and total. And once you've done that, okay, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you'll be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. That will happen. There's no chance that it won't. But if you mean what you're saying, but you have to mean it when you pray. You can't just say the words, and you have to. And if you do that, there will be a big change. You will notice a big change in your life. And so you will never do anything ever that will mean as much to you as doing that. Now that's, you've got God's word on that. And nothing is as sure as the word of God. Well, we're out of time, so until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always
keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.